talking, all you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
This is Zero T, and you're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I mean, right now.
I know just where to take you when we see a show. The horror picture movie is the place to go. You wrap your arms around me when the show begins, because it scares you right out of your bobby pins. We do the
hello, friends. We are so happy to have you with us this week. We are going to do a best of show, not best in show, but best of show, flashing back to All Halloween's Past, which covers a lot of years for the Roxbury Players. Plus, this is our last show before Halloween. So let's kick it off with some more Halloween history from Reggie.
Years ago, people had many superstitions about marriage.
Marriage? Okay.
In pioneer days, and I'm not talking about the stereo, not that kind of pioneer, but the people who have traveled our great country in covered wagons and riding horses and things. Well, you see, they would all meet at the local saloon and have a big party on Halloween night. Okay. Now, normally, the ladies would not come to these events, but Halloween always coincided with bath night. All the men were smelling fresh and acting fresh.
Okay.
So all the girls would dress up in their finest gowns, which was usually just a potato sack or a flour sack. Because these people, you see, were very poor in them days, and they had to buy their clothes at the feeding scene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all who wanted a husband would gather around a big trough.
A trough? In the saloon?
Usually, they just hold out one of them big horse trough from outside. Anyway, they fill it up with water, and they toss in about a dozen or so apples.
Mm-hmm.
And the women who came up first with an apple won her choice of an edible bachelor.
All right, and?
It turned out to be a good thing, though. The other women would practice for next year by going down to the river and catching fish.
You mean like bobbing for fish?
You know, like a bear do.
Yeah, exactly. Ew.
So that was good for the community's food bank.
Yeah, okay.
Now, another superstition is that if a young person ate raw or roasted salt herring before going to bed, their future spouse would appear in front of them in a dream.
Wait a minute. If they ate raw fish, raw herring before going to bed, they'd have a vision of who they were going to marry?
Yeah, right. Like with a big can of industrial strength Febreze, man.
I bet they would. That's awful. That would stink, man.
Can you imagine getting caught under the covers in a backdraft of roasted salt herring?
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hay. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't. All day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Oh, 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 oh.
attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows.
Midtown knows.
Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte grain.
Her kids play soccer.
They dance.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
Another ridiculous Halloween superstition. It is said you can cure a toothache simply by spitting into a frog's mouth, transferring the pain from your mouth to the frog. I'm thinking, if your mouth is that close to a frog, a toothache is not your biggest problem.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Keep it right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey.
Look, have you been able to find me a cell phone yet?
No, I'm still working. I'm in the studio. No, I've not been shopping for a cell phone yet. I'm not the only one who can go look for a cell phone for you. I thought we were all going to kind of pitch in and do that.
Well, Jolene, you know, your sisters keep bringing me all these plans from these different cell phone companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand any of it.
I know.
All these fees they charge you for all of these different things.
Okay.
Now, I've got another class reunion this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Another one.
So what I need for you to do is go out and get me a cell phone. You can go ahead and put it in your name.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, and get me one of those cute little pink covers for it, okay?
Okay.
Maybe some of those glue-on rhinestones or something like that.
Okay.
You know, really bling it out.
All right, Mom.
And if they've got any accessories that go along with it, well, you know, get those too.
Of course.
Okay, well, when you're finished doing whatever it is you do, dear, just bring it by the house. See you later, then.
Okay, Mama. Love you.
Love you, baby.
Jim, we got to watch the caller ID when the show's on. Hey, hey. Hope you guys are doing well this weekend. And, you know, if you're not, if you're just having a so-so weekend, or even kind of a yucky weekend, you know, we hope we can help you out, if only for an hour. Shut your brain down for 60 minutes. It helps me. Helps me a lot. Oh, and hey, if you have not already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Free, and it's quick and easy. Not only can you live stream, you won't miss anything just because you're not in your car. Take your phone with you, whatever you're doing, working outside, or if you're like me, sitting in the den with your earbuds in while your hubby's watching something that you can't stand. Maybe he's watching that Weather Channel History of Tornadoes for the 10th time. You can listen to any one of your favorite shows on FM Talk 106.5. Not only this show, which of course is the bestest one, right? But Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. Just browse through the aisles that are stacked with quality local programming. Over 50 hours a week of it, uh-huh. And it's all right there at your fingertips. So download that FM Talk 106.5 app to your phone, tablet, or whatever you get smart on. You know, I was talking the other day about fields of goldenrod that surround Roxbury Farms. They're in the wind. That's why we have two allergy songs.
Oh, boy. There's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a-sneezing, and nothing is dry, my nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough grow. Stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the...
Hi, this is Rusty. When I ain't studying Jolene through binoculars, I'm listening to her on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
My grandson is a senior, and I can't wait to see him in the halftime shows. Jeb Jr., you are supposed to be down on that field.
It's fine. He gave me $20 to take my place.
Who gave you $20? Is that David Lord with A&A Vacuum down on that field? What is he doing down there?
Well, he said he couldn't march back when he was in high school because of his asthma, so I was like, here, take my tuba. Have a field day.
He can't carry your tuba. He's got a bad back. What's he carrying? Is that a...
Yeah, it's a vacuum cleaner.
He's taking a vacuum down on that field. Hey, Tony, come over here for a minute. Aren't you the more reasonable brother? You gotta do something. This can't happen again. You remember how bad it was the last time David went down on the field, right?
That was terrible.
He took out the whole first line of the horn section, stomping around down there like he knows what he's doing. Where's he going now?
No, we go left here. Left!
This ain't good at all. Can't you do something?
I've got this.
What you got's a liability, my friend.
Make your day with A&A.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We're glad to be along for the ride. Please accept my apologies, but we have to work these in.
We wish he'd stay in his lane, because his dad jokes are so lame. He tells them all with no shame. Jim's jokes for Halloween.
Unscripted. Unsolicited. And worst of all, unfunny.
Yep. Just like John says. Unscripted. Unsolicited for sure.
Hey, yep. Jolene,
yep.
Jolene,
yes.
You know what I got?
I do.
You know what time it is?
I do.
It's time for more Halloween-y dad jokes. Okay, y'all do that better than I do. Hang on, let me put on my favorite, your favorite
my
vampire.
My favorite? Okay.
Here we go. Uh-huh. Why did the vampire read the newspaper?
I don't know.
He heard it had great circulation.
I got it.
You know,
I got it.
I kissed a vampire last Halloween. Do you know what it felt like?
Ew, I don't know.
A pain in the neck.
Jim.
What do you call a vampire in trouble?
I don't know.
A grave problem.
Oh, man.
How do vampires get around on Halloween?
I don't know.
Well, on blood vessels, of course. Blood vessel.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Why do vampires love baseball?
Something to do with a bat.
They turn into bats every night.
Okay. I got
it. What is a vampire's favorite fruit? Nectarine. Thank you. I like that one myself.
Okay. I think we're going to save some for later in the show.
I'm going to go sit back down over here.
Ah, it's October. And you know what that means, don't you? No. That's right. It's my favorite holiday of the year. I just go batty during this season. Go to any store, and what do you see?
What?
Decorations and treats everywhere.
It's right.
Yes, it's finally time for Christmas. You are invited to Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale, where you'll find frightfully good bargains on everything you need to jump the gun on this marvelous season. Why, here comes Santa Claus. Where are you going, Santa?
I am going to Big Bubba's to get chestnuts and candy corn to put in the trick-or-treat bags the kids are going to hang on the fireplace.
Yes, you too can confuse the kiddies by jumping on the Christmas bandwagon in October.
Ho, ho, ho! On Dasher, on Donner, on Igor and Boris, and when don't forget to get your jack-o'-lantern to put on top of your tree!
Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale. Don't waste time. According to Madison Avenue, you're already late in starting your Christmas shopping.
At Big Bubba's, shopping for the season of peace on Earth is always a scream! Ho, ho, ho,
Merry Christmas. Big Bubba's is the place for you. Scary masks, tinsel to say peace on Earth and then say boo at Big Bubba's.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
You're at a Halloween party, and a nearby candle flame glows blue. It is said to mean a spirit is close by. Chances are it's my brother-in-law. Every year at our costume party, he dresses as the Statue of Liberty and stands as close to the jack-o'-lantern as possible and breaks wind. Then he proceeds to do the same thing with every candle in the house. There's a blue flame for you. Freaks out all my guests, but it does go well with his torch. Stay tuned for more Halloween Stuperstitions.
If you're looking for something fun to do on a Friday night, either by yourself, with some friends, or somewhere you can take the whole family, I know somewhere you can go have a great time. It doesn't cost a lot, and I love it. You know what I'm talking about? High school football. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are, I guarantee you there is a high school football game somewhere nearby. Possibly in your own backyard. Possibly less than 1 mile from your house. And you know, even before the weather starts getting cool, which if you live down here on the Gulf Coast is usually around Thanksgiving. So depending on where you are, you might have to wait a while for the cool weather. But even if it's hot out, you know, it's just something about a concession stand hot dog. That's some of the best burgers in town. And at a lot of the schools, you know, they have a little area where the kids who aren't really interested in the game, you know, can go play on the playground, do something else. And they're still nearby where you can yank them back if you have to. And even if you don't have any kids, it's a wonderful way to support the young people in your community. And don't forget the marching band. They work really hard, too. I mean, what would a football game be without a band? All you'd hear for 2 hours is a bunch of helmets clicking together and a lot of grunting. Throw some brass in there, some drums. Mm-hmm. And right about now, the band members and the football players are all taking part in their fall fundraisers. So get out there and support these kids. And if you don't like football and you don't like music, buy something from them and tuck it away as a wonderful Christmas gift for some.
This is Earl T at the Pumpkin Toss, and I'm talking to some of the teams here, and here is a very enthusiastic-looking team. What's the name of this group?
We are the Holy Rollers!
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to toss the pumpkins and not roll them.
That is just our name, son!
Why do you call yourselves the Holy Rollers? Is that because...
It's because our pumpkins have holes in them. We've started to make jack-o'-lanterns out of them. Hallelujah!
Okay, well, that's fine. Can I see an example of your technique?
Yes, a pumpkin, I command thee to fly! Fly, a pumpkin! Fly! Fly!
Nothing's happening, dude.
What we need here is a spiritual contribution!
Huh?
A contribution!
Say what?
Fork over some dough!
Okay, just a sec. Let me see what I got here. I've got $1.34. Would that help?
Thank you, brother! And now, pumpkin, fly! In the name of Gord, fly! I lay hands upon thee. On thy orange shell and I come out.
Okay, well, they're working on that. We'll get ready for the big toss, which is coming up in just a few minutes. And I'll be here. This is Earl T, your man in the field with a... Hey, don't roll those things toward me. Oh, it rolled over my foot, dude. Hey. I want my money back.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by...
Harry's Halloween Trunks of Junk. Yes, all those candies you'd get if you trick-or-treated, all in one 6x4 trunk. So just stay home and gorge on your favorites. What a time saver.
Candy corn, milk nuts, and caramel chewies. Orange and black things all sticky and gooey. Something that's brown in a big shapeless hunk. All in my big trunk of Halloween junk. When you're burping, when you throw up, when you're on a sugar high, you simply reach in for more Halloween treats, and then you just want to die.
Give me more.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Well, the baby and me went out late Saturday night.
This is Jonathan, the Kiss guy from Bag of Donuts. And all the cool cats listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wait, did I just say cool cats?
Oh yeah, you said it.
We can do this again, right?
No, it's staying.
Maybe I'll edit that out.
Don't be such a donut hole.
Wow.
Hey, you guys, stick around. We'll be right back with more show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Norman Bates Cold Cuts.
Norman will slice you up some ham.
He'll take a stab
at a sandwich.
How about a nice slice
of pie?
He'll shower you with goodies. He'll kill you with good service. He'll introduce you to his mom. She's been dying to meet you. Go on, check into Norman Bates Cold Cuts. He'll check you out permanently.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend. We really appreciate it. And we hope you're enjoying the show. We are in October, but that's typically when the temperature starts to give us a little bit of a break. We've actually had some chilly nights. Chilly with a Y. But we've had chilly with an I as well. Right now, we're going to check in with Aunt Belle in Belle's Kitchen and get a taste of fall. And yes, that means pumpkins.
And now, live from her kitchen, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hello, dear.
Hey, Miss Belle.
What do you have on the menu for us today?
Frosty pumpkin pie. That's what's on today's menu. And I love this frosty pumpkin pie. It's only good this time of the year, of course.
That's not true. I eat this all year long. I love this recipe.
Basically, here's what you do. You get you about 2 cups of some frozen, reduced, fat-free vanilla yogurt.
I've never bothered to ask the caloric content.
Yeah, I know. Everybody gains weight during holidays. That's all the complaints I always hear is, man, you got anything that I don't have to gain 5 pounds to eat? So this is my secret to this frosty pumpkin pie. Like I said, you start off with 2 cups of frozen reduced fat vanilla yogurt. You soften it up. You take it out of the freezer. You let it soften up a little bit. Then you get you one of those the reduced fat graham cracker crust, like a 9-inch pie shell with the graham cracker in it. And it says reduced fat on it, okay? Then I get 1 can of the pumpkin, real pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling, but real pumpkin. And then I take about 1/2 cup of sugar. Now, I know all this fat-free stuff on the yogurt and the fat-free graham cracker. Then I'm going to tell you to put 1/2 cup of sugar in there. Now, ain't that ridiculous? But that's how it works, okay? So anyhow, so I'm adding back what you gave up. So at least I ain't doubling you up. All right. Then I take 1 teaspoon of some pumpkin pie spice. Little pumpkin pie spice. It's hard to find it on the shelf, but you'll find it during the holiday season at your grocery store. I take just 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of some ground ginger. And then I like to get me a nice carton of some reduced fat whipped topping. Okay, like whether you're using Cool Whip or the Richie's whip topping or any of that stuff is fine. That's all you want. All right, now here's how you do it. You spread the yogurt into the crust, all right? You just spread it around into the crust. And you freeze that for about 30 minutes, all right? Because you want that yogurt to come back and be frozen again. Then in the meantime, while I'm freezing the yogurt in the pie shell, I combine the pumpkin, the sugar, the pumpkin pie spice, that little bit of salt and that little bit of ginger, and I just mix it all real well. I whip it up really good. Then I fold in the whipped topping into that mixture, okay? And that fluffs it up a good bit. Oh, it makes it really creamy and sweet and everything. And then I just spoon that right over the yogurt inside the pie shell. And then I stick it in the freezer for about 6 hours or overnight. I make it today for tomorrow, actually. And then I take it out of the freezer maybe 15 or 20 minutes before I'm going to serve it.
Yummy.
It is so good. And I call that my frosty pumpkin pie. What you think about that?
I think it's awesome, and I think you need to be in my kitchen.
Sounds good to me.
We'll see you next week.
See everybody next week.
The Julie Roxbury Variety Hour.
T is the pumpkin toss, and I'm finding this out to be education and I'm learning stuff here. Like, for instance, they asked me if I wanted to toss a pumpkin, and I have never tossed a pumpkin in my life. I've tossed a football, I've tossed dice, I've tossed salads, I've tossed cookies, and I've been tossed out of a lot of places, but I've never tossed a pumpkin. So, they said, good Gord Almighty, we have a place of honor for you. So I am actually out in the field. Hey, I'm outstanding in my field. I've always wanted to say that. And you see, what they do is they're going for distance and accuracy. So they asked me to stand here and be the pumpkin receiver. Apparently, they're going to toss pumpkins, and I guess I'm going to receive them. They also said that they're going to make things extra exciting by putting a little something extra in the pumpkins so they could tell where they land, you know, so you can mark them for distance and accuracy. I don't know what they're putting in them, but here comes the first pumpkin now. Whoa, it's going over me just a little bit, about 20 yards to my right. And dude! Oh, wow, that was cool. Over here, guys, sight in on me. Yeah, this way. Oh, this one's coming straight toward me. Hey, Jolene, let me try and catch them.
Pumpkin Patch Polka. Yeah. 60 Seconds of Pure Joy. If you don't like that song, I'm sure you have found that by the time you get to whatever volume control you need to get to shut it down, it's over with. It's a Pumpkin Patch Polka minute. Barely a minute. And we're going to play it through Thanksgiving, and it's going to be okay. Because as Bruce Hornsby so brilliantly said, it's just the way it is. It's not that bad, you can deal with it for another month. Well, he didn't write that part, but it's the truth.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
Halloween superstition number 8 involves bobbing for apples. Of course, we're all familiar with the game, but did you know that it was once believed that the first woman who was successful in retrieving an apple with her teeth would be the first to find a husband? Y'all, this one is true. My Uncle Bertrand once told me of a woman in his town named Inez who was able to come up with 8 apples at a time. And the men were lined up around the barn to ask for her hand in marriage. Stay right here for more Halloween trivia.
Remember when we first met Coach?
I thought it'd be perfect to handle all our public relations stuff around here.
Come on in, Coach. What's on your mind?
I want to talk to you about these Halloween treats that you're giving out to the kids at the fall festival.
What about them?
They're pretzels.
So?
What kid wants pretzels in their trick-or-treat bag?
I think they're perfectly
fine. I mean, unless
fine.
Their mom sticks them in their lunchbox.
I think they're fine.
No kid chooses to eat pretzels.
I think a lot
where's
of kids
the Kit
like
Kat
pretzels.
Or the Snickers?
I don't have any sugar.
And where's the Red Hots? I mean, really?
Decided not to load the trick-or-treat bags with sugar this year. Come on. If you're wanting a job here as public relations director, you really need to take it down a couple of notches.
Jolene.
Yeah.
I want you to take this mix of miniature classic candy bars.
I'm not putting candy bars in
the Crackle.
Mm-hmm.
The Mr. Good bars.
Not doing it.
And you put these in some proper trick-or-treat bags for these kids, or I'll egg your house.
You better not doing anything.
And if I see one dark chocolate bar in there, you're running laps.
I am not running
laps. Do you understand me, Jolene?
No, they come in the mixture there, the little mixture.
Nobody likes dark chocolate.
You know, that's not really true. I know a lot of people that like.
Okay, Jolene, I'll see you at the fall festival. Now, you still got me working the jumpy thing, right?
What?
In 1978, the world was frightened by the movie Halloween. Directed by John Carpenter and starring Jamie Lee Curtis, Donald Pleasance, a Captain Kirk mask, and a big honking knife. It became a classic. Then came Halloween 2, proving that if something works the first time, it'll work the second time. That was followed by Halloween 3, which, oddly, had nothing to do with Halloween 1 or 2, but it was called Halloween 3 anyway, and by this time, Jamie Lee Curtis had better things to do with her career. It was followed by Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, which was called The Return of Michael Myers so everybody would know that Halloween 4 was returning to the story of Halloween 1 and 2 and had nothing to do with Halloween 3, which had nothing to do with Halloween 1 and 2, or 4. Then there was Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers, like he wasn't seeking revenge all along. Then came Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, which explained the curse that led to the revenge that came after the return. After that, Halloween H2O. Not named H2O because it was watered down, but because it was Halloween 20 years later. It should have been named Halloween 7, The Return of Jamie Lee Curtis. Hold on, we're not done. Halloween 8, Resurrection was next, where Michael Myers comes back to life. Whoa, didn't see that coming. Then there was Halloween. Yes, just Halloween. Directed, appropriately, by Rob Zombie. Where Halloween starts all over again. Now, this Halloween, prepare yourself for something completely different. The Muppets do Halloween.
Halloween.
He's pure evil,
Halloween.
I tell you.
Halloween.
Kermit.
Halloween.
Kermit.
Halloween.
Kermit.
The Muppets do Halloween. Because, frankly, we've just run out of ideas.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend.
and I say it all the time, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are glad to be along for the ride. We love it. And the easiest way to take us along for the ride or any of your favorite local shows on FM Talk 106.5 is to download that handy-dandy app. It's free, and it's easy, and it puts everything right at your fingertips. You can even send messages to Dan and Dalton on the morning show and to Sean Sullivan at Midday Mobile. You don't have to miss a thing. You'll be able to catch up with your favorite shows anytime you like. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, Jolene! It's Earl, dude.
Hey, I understand you're busy.
Yeah, I had to miss our cooking segment because I'm at the pumpkin toss somewhere.
Yeah, Jim tells me you're at a bar, some kind of outdoor pub.
Yeah, it's kind of like that fish-throwing party you took me to that year.
Fish-throwing? Are you talking about the mullet toss?
Yeah, mullet toss, yeah. Down there at Ocean Beach, dude.
What's Gulf Shores, Earl?
Gulf Shores!
Yeah.
Yeah, there, the one by the Bama Llama.
Not even close.
Floribama!
Yeah, you were hanging out at another pumpkin toss before you and Reggie do whatever it is y'all are going to do here.
They do have a pumpkin pie eating contest.
So they're just tossing and eating.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big one, too, because they got plenty of pumpkin to make those pies out of. Whoa, they're all smashed everywhere. I mean, the pumpkins, but some of the participants, too. Hey, yell four before you toss that pumpkin back. Ow!
Yeah, thanks, Earl.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
Halloween superstition number 12. On Halloween night, do not sit underneath a hawthorn tree, or you can expect to become enchanted or taken away by fairies. You know, I do believe this one is true. When I was growing up, I had a relative we referred to as Uncle Barbara. And anytime we'd ask, Grandmother would tell us he had become enchanted. We figured it out after we grew up. Stay right here for more Halloween superstitions.
Okay, everybody, Jim is back in the studio. He's got that big goofy grin on his face. Come on in, big bro.
You know what I got?
Oh, yeah.
You know what time it is?
I do. You're enjoying this way too much.
It's time for more Halloweeny dad jokes.
You know, in a way, these are oddly comforting.
Here we go.
Can we retire the vampire, though?
Let's turn to Boris Karloff for this next group here.
Okay. Last group. This is the last group, just so you know.
Why don't mummies have friends?
I don't know. Why don't mummies have friends?
Because they're too wrapped up in themselves.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Where?
Uh-huh. I see what you
Somebody
did.
Somebody stop me.
I'd like to stop you, but I won't.
What do you call a witch who lives at the beach?
I know this one, but I'm not going to ruin it.
Well, a sandwich, of course.
Yes.
What do you call two witches who live together?
I'm not touching that one.
Broommates?
Yeah.
Broommates.
Okay.
What is a witch's favorite makeup?
I don't know.
Mascara.
Oh, God. Maybe it's Maybelline. Mascara. Yeah. Scare. Mascara. I get it.
Mascara. What noises do witches make when they eat cereal?
I don't know. What noises do witches make when they eat cereal?
Snap, crackle, and pop.
I think you mean snap, cackle, and pop.
Moving on.
Okay.
Why is it so hard to go trick-or-treating with twins?
I don't know.
You never know which is which.
I couldn't see that coming. Okay.
What do witches ask for at a hotel?
Oh, I know this one too. Go ahead.
Broom service.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. Uh-huh. That's good.
It is. I like it.
And what do ghosts like to eat? Spaghetti, of course.
Spaghetti. Okay, we got to start wrapping it up here. And I don't mean like wrapping up a mummy.
Where do ghosts go on vacation?
I don't know.
Malibu.
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 Oh, my goodness. Let's
go. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
I don't know.
Because demons are ghouls' best friend.
Oh, Jim. You're something else.
I know.
You're something else. But like I said, somehow these are oddly comforting. Just like last year's. Folks, get ready, because we've got the Thanksgiving dad jokes and the Christmas dad jokes, and I bet we're going to come up with some Mardi Gras dad jokes. Ah, St. Patrick's Day. It never stops. So, but that's okay. That's okay. Love you, Jim.
Hi, Jolene. This is Rusty. I waited up for you in the pumpkin patch down at the big church. You said you was going to be there. Didn't you say that on the radio last weekend? I guess I was wrong. You know, I was thinking about being Santa Claus this year at the mall. Maybe you come down there. Well, we'll talk about that later. We still got a little time.
I'm glad somebody finally moved into that vacant house down the street, but something funny's going on in that house. And you don't need to be going over there with a welcome basket until we find out what it is.
I'm just being neighborly.
No, we're keeping our distance.
You're suspicious of everybody. You watch too many cop shows.
We'll see about that. Some scary looking people just moved in down the street, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. My husband wants to go by for a little meet and greet, but I don't want to meet the neighbors. There's always lots of splashing, but they don't have a pool. They got a big Rottweiler who looks at me and drools. The cops are always over there, yet no one has a clue. Oh, 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 oh. I think they got a meth lab over there, too.
Meth lab?
Yeah. Got a conversion van with painted dragons on the side, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. The ice cream man won't come here because the children run and hide. I don't want to meet the neighbors. I was going to have a party, lots of girls and pampered chef. But all my friends said, uh-uh, because they're all scared to death. Are they raising demon camels or are they cooking meth? Oh, 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 oh. Listen to that. Those are not ordinary animals over there.
Sounds just like your mother.
Did you just say that? Really? Oh, see? The meth lab just exploded. Didn't you hear it? Roger!
Did you call the cops?
I didn't have to. You haven't noticed they've been staked out at the end of the street all week long?
You kissed that housewarming invite goodbye.
Yeah, they'll be holding that party down at Metro.
That house will probably have the best candy, but you might not get out of there. That does it for us. You guys have a safe and happy week. If you missed the show this weekend, you can listen to the podcast at fmtalk1065.com or follow our show page on Facebook. Make plans to meet us right back here next time. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.